Well, I've been playing football since the age of six, and that's when I started to know Alfred. We was always little league rivals. We always played, you know, against each other, and we always, you know, became good friends in between all that. Play basketball league together and everything. So it's, you know, we always been arch, you know, rivals, but, you know, good friends and stuff too between all that. Our families got to meet each other, you know, got to know each other over the years. And, you know, we just always, you know, just been pretty good friends other than that.
So how is it that Pensacola became this unbelievable football hotbed?
Pensacola been like that. You know, people just don't get the, you know, shot that we done had. Or, you know, people, you know, mess up with, you know, with the streets or, you know, just get into, you know, bad stuff, you know, and handle the situation other ways than what me and Alfred handled. Pensacola got a lot of talent, and a lot of people, you know, don't see it. Panhandle get overlooked by a lot. And, you know, we got teams, you know, from Miami and Jacksonville that got, you know, real good talent, and you know, you get overseas. But, you know, you got, you know, guys that came from there, you know, with bigger names, or that's, you know, had more success with more people. I mean, but, you know, Pensacola got like 14 people in the league right now, you know, and we all around.
Is there a lot of kids that are just hungry and, you know, want to make more of their lives and their families, or what do you think it is?
Men from Pensacola, I had to say D, all the above. You know, people is just really hungry, and you want to better their lives, and you want to better, you know, for their family. I know me growing up, I always wanted, you know, make sure my mom couldn't work, and, you know, didn't have to work again. My mom was working two or three jobs when I was growing up, and you know, seeing my grandma work and, you know, do for us, you know, it was, you know, nothing but, you know, more motivation for me. And, you know, Pensacola, man, is you know, is a place where you can, you know, be like, you know, I'm glad I'm from here because it made me, and every business, everything I do, it pushed me into stride, you know, for much more than I want in life.
How many high schools are there? Because you guys didn't go to the same school. How many high schools?
It's a lot of high schools. I can't really just name the number right off the back. It's a lot. I mean, Courtney Finnegan from Pensacola. It's a lot of us, man. And, you know, Pensacola got a lot of high schools. I had to say like 12.
Did you guys play against each other in high school?
Yeah, play against each other in high school.
Okay.
Like I said, we all been rivals.
Right. And
that school right there is the reason why I never made it to the playoffs. So he was the reason why I never made it to the playoffs. And, you know, then his little brother was the next reason. Because little brother the same age as I am. We was in the same grade. So, but, you know, playing against Alfred, you know, my whole life, and, you know, him and his little brothers have been on the same team. His brother played running back just like he did, too. And, you know, they was the reason why I didn't make it to the playoffs.
What's your younger brother's name?
Sean Morris.
Sean Morris?
Yeah.
Hey, does it bother you that you're not you don't have the most rushing yards of any rookie?
No, it don't bother me, man, because we're in a different situation. We're in different leagues. And, you know, teams going to have better success than other teams because, you know, that's the league. And, you know, that I'm not the rookie that got the most yards. Okay, they're having a good year. That's fine. I think I'm doing pretty good myself. And, you know, I'm not, you know, saying I'm satisfied, but, you know, I know I can do better. I mean, but, you know, I'm not, you know, challenging anybody or, you know, hanging on to anybody's yards. I don't care what they got. As long as, you know, we're on the board of winning, it doesn't really matter to me.
Hey, Travis, we've talked about your ribs. Is it just the ribs, or how's your knee been since you got back?
I haven't had no problem with my knee. I don't even wear knee brace in practice all the time. But other than that, man, I haven't had no problem with my knee. It's just been the ribs. And like I said, it's just day-to-day at the ribs. It's, you know, as long as I can make it to Sunday, I feel like, you know, I can play each down. And, you know, the rib injury I got, it's critical, man. You know, I talk to most players about it, and they're like, I don't know how you playing with it. It's, you know, if I was you, I'd be sitting down. A lot of guys told me they wouldn't even be on the field.
Hey, Trent, before the draft, the Browns talked to the Rams about moving up to take RG3. And it turns out the price tag for that trade would have been you, Whedon, Schwartz, and next year's number one.
That's a big price tag, man. I don't know. Y'all gotta, you know, y'all. That's on y'all. That's on y'all to judge that, man. I mean, I think we all been doing good so far. I mean, if we get a number one pick next year, I think that's what you were saying.
That's what they would have. They would have that Browns number one if they made that trade.
Along with.
Well,
the
picks that they used for you guys.
That's, I don't know, man, but that's not even for me to speak on, but, you know, that sound, that's a lot, you know, going out there with that pick, so you tell me.
You guys aren't eliminated from the playoff race. From the standpoint, you would like to help your team get in it, if it can get in it. And what do you think you can give the Browns in important games here coming up?
I know I'm going to do all I can, you know, to try to, you know, win every game. You know, people want to talk about the playoffs. You know, I think it's a little too early to be, you know, speaking on that. You know, we got to win every game, you know, to even try to get in that, you know, train of thought. And, you know, for me, I tell the guys that, you know, you got to fight one play at a time and play one game at a time. You know, we got to play this game here like it's our last. You can't think about the playoffs because you think about the playoffs, you're thinking before time. You think way before then, you end up losing the game, you're out of it.
Well, and fine, so, then you would just want to win one game.
I just want to win.
What can you give the Browns in the game against the Redskins? How good can you be this Sunday, all things considered?
Like I said, I'm going to go 100%, and I'm going to give everything I can. You know, if it's running, catching, whatever it is, I'm going to do everything I can, blocking, no matter what. If I don't have the ball in my hand, if I'm on the sideline, I'm still going to be cheering, you know, getting guys up and motivating them any time I can and, you know, doing whatever I can to put them in, you know, possessions to score.
Is that 2.3 average from Sunday bug you?
Well, you know, it don't really bug me because we won. And if we didn't win, it would bug the mess out of me. But, you know, we won, had three touchdowns, took one away. But, you know, two touchdowns and one, you know, I say one was Terrio's. And, you know, he fought hard for it. I mean, but, you know, we all played a good game all around. You know, special teams, defense played a good game. Travis had an excellent game. Josh Krills put us in good field position. Offensive line was blocking good. Receivers catching the ball. Brandon Wheaton was on point with everything. Martario Hardesty, he was doing his thing. You know, I think we was just all playing a complete game of a team. And that's what it takes to win in this league.
I mean, it looked like you were pushing the, like, eight or nine guys half the time when to get those 2.3 yards. I mean, were they just on you immediately?
You know, I think when I, you know, once somebody get their hand on me, the next person, you know, just trying to, you know, move it fast and trying to get their hand on me. Some plays, they was up on me, you know, because, you know, couples, you know, misplays, you know, misdirection plays and, you know, mess ups. And, you know, it happens. That's football. You know, and they had a defense that made plays. And, you know, defense is going to make plays. You know, we can't count them out. But, you know, we had a couple mess ups. You know, that's football, like I said. But, you know, when it came down to it, man, we moved the ball, and I moved the pile with the offensive line, moved the pile just enough to win. So that's what it counts.
What do you think, C.I., about London Fletcher? I think the guy's 37 and he's still playing.
Man, he one of them guys that you got to know where he at on the field. Yeah, he's still doing his thing. And I don't speak that about, you know, too many guys is saying that know where he at on the field. But he one of them type of guys, man, you got to know where he at on the field. He's still moving good, and he's still hitting guys like he's 23, 24. And, you know, he's the type of player that, you know, he's been around for a long time. And he know one of your every moves. Is if you're a complete running back, he, you know, still staying in game, still trying to learn more about you.
They're a top 10 run defense. What makes him so effective in that area?
London, like what he just said, he makes up a big bunch of their defense. And, you know, for him, man, you got to try to run right at them and try to, you know, plug them up as much as you can. Hopefully we can, you know, get what they give us. And we just going to try to score and, you know, put up yards and, you know, get the third and threes. This is going to be the, you know, good games. The games is going to be, you know, third 3-yard runs, 2-yard runs going to be a good run in this ball game.
What's it say about Montero that he's accepted the role and that he's been successful in that role?
Man, Martell, he's a warrior. And he's one of them guys that have a heart where nobody can't take nothing from him. And he's one, he got that dog in him where no matter what, if he's on special teams, kickoff, if he blocking, whatever it is, he's ready to go. And this type of guy you need on your team. You know, I don't think that, you know, I would say that he's not a starter. To me, we play beside each other. I don't say that I'm the starter and this and that. I say that we play beside each other, and that's, you know, the type of teammate I am. And I don't try to put myself before nobody. That's the type of dude he is, too. And so he don't put himself before nobody. When, you know, he went out for the touchdown, he wasn't mad. He just wanted me to go in and score.
Do you have a favorite memory or story about Morris when you guys were kids? Sticks out in your mind?
Oh, man, we got so many memories, man. It's tough, man. We got so many memories. I know one weekend our Fred had a lot of hair when we was growing up. He had like his long braids, a lot of hair. I think somebody had pulled his hair, and I think he got real hot at somebody one day. And he was playing like throw him up, bust him up. Well, we call it throw him up. It's like saying like football. And right before one of our games and stuff, man, he got so hot, and everybody was scared of him. There wasn't nobody to touch him or nothing like that. So you know, he was always one of the biggest. He said I was big, but he was the biggest dude out there. So, you know, Fred always had funny moments, man. And he one of them guys that don't get mad. He's a Christian guy. And he's always had, you know, great grades. And, you know, we show our parents the grades and stuff. And I'd be mad at him because he got all A's and stuff. So.
What made him go so low on the draft? What do you think it was that made him go so
low? I just think it was, you know, him not getting all the recognition. And, you know, the school he was at, you know, they don't get seen like other big schools. And, you know, Fred always been a baller to me. And he always played good ball, and he always had a nose for the end zone. My brother got to play against him when he was in college with when he was at Lafayette. They played against them, and he always did them pretty dirty. So he always been a baller to me, and he always been, you know, one of them guys that you gonna remember him when y'all play them next time.